WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a great guest in Colin McIntyre, the creator of the Long John Index Service in Canada. And what a lively guest Colin was, too. During the show, I butchered the name of the simple hat he mentioned. It is spelled T-O-Q-U-E, but it is pronounced like the name of Luke or Tuke. And I didn't pronounce it that way. Lo and behold, guess what showed up in my mailbox this afternoon? Yep, you guessed it. A Long John Index Service toque of my very own. Be sure to watch the show video for a chance to get a glimpse of it. The name is somewhat unusual, so I decided to do a little research, or very little actually, to see if I could find out anything about the item. Well, a toque refers to an item of headgear that is also known as a knit cap. That makes sense. The hat generally has a narrow brim or no brim at all and was popular from the 13th to the 16th century in Europe, especially France. Now, in modern day, the name is primarily associated with the traditional headgear for professional cooks. But Canada is an exception to this, where the term is primarily used for these nifty knit caps that really do keep your head warm no matter how high the Long John Index goes. The word comes from Arabic, where it was a combination of words meaning round with an opening and hat, but the word has been known in English since 1505. So there you have it. Everything you wanted, or everything you didn't want, to know about my lovely new toque. Thanks, Colin. I'll wear it with pride starting next winter. We're already in the 70s here. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.